afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 25th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 28. It's also Remembrance Sunday. Our readings today from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 4 to 20, Psalm 16, the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 11 to 25, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 1 to 8. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Our gracious God, Lord, You are more gracious than we can imagine. You are more holy than we will ever grasp. You are overflowing in majesty that leaves us breathless. You are almighty in ways beyond our comprehension. You are all-loving beyond our expectation. You require us to seek justice in ways that challenge us. You demand that our lives and our lifestyle always bring You honor and glory. You alone are our Savior, our Lord, our Master, and there is no other. We offer You here and now, not mere words, but lips of praise. Not only songs of worship, but the adoration of hearts that long to know You in Your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, You are our Lord. Your majesty and Your power are beyond our understanding, and Your mercy takes our breath away. We know we should look up to You with the whole of our lives and lift up our voices for Your glory. Yet too often we come with limited expectations and with our minds focused on ourselves and our inadequate hopes and dreams. Lord, we pray that You will prepare us and help us to worship You in the way that You deserve and glorify You here and everywhere and forever. Amen. We have the hymn, Eternal Father, Strong to Save, CPWI 545. we pray the collect for proper 28, followed by the collect for Remembrance Sunday. On the second Sunday of November, remember all those who gave their lives that we might have freedom. They would have given their lives in the two great wars that we are able today to enjoy freedom. That would be followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of eternal life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. On this Remembrance Sunday, we come, O Lord, in gratitude for all who have died that we may live, for all who endured pain that we might know joy, for all who suffered imprisonment that we might know freedom. Turn our deep feeling now into determination, and our determination into deed, that as men and women died for peace, we may live for peace, for the sake of the Prince of Peace, even Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Lest We Forget. Lest We Forget. The writer of the book of Genesis, in chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, reminds us that we are made in the image of God. The writer says, Then God said, Let us make humankind in our image according to our likeness. So God created humankind in God's image. In the image of God, he created them. Being created in the image of God, we are called to reflect in our lives the character of God. In the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verses 5 and 6, we are told that on the holy mountain, God revealed God's character to Moses. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him, then and proclaimed the name the Lord. Then the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, The Lord, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Created in God's image, humankind was created to demonstrate mercy, graciousness, patience, love, and faithfulness, all characteristics that would have enabled humankind to live in peace and harmony with each other. However, disobedience to God brought conflict, first between individuals, which resulted in murder, and later on wars between nations. In the modern era, there have been a number of ongoing conflicts between nations. Many of those conflicts continue even today. Between Israel and Palestine, Lebanon and Syria, India and Pakistan. There are also internal conflicts in Myanmar and Afghanistan. However, the slogan, "Lest we forget," is to keep before us the devastation and destruction of the two great world wars where millions of lives were lost, millions maimed, millions of families lost loved ones, fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, and friends. Today, we are alarmed by the number of deaths due to the COVID-19 virus. The up-to-date figure is 5.1 million to date. However, in World War I, it was estimated that there were 10 million military deaths, 7 million civilian deaths, 21 million wounded, and 7.7 million missing or imprisoned. In World War II, the death toll is estimated between 50 and 80 million persons. 38 to 55 million civilian deaths, including 13 to 20 million from war-related disease and famine. The First World War lasted for 4 years, from June 28, 1914, to the 11th of November, 1918. One would have imagined that we would have learned our lessons from the mayhem and loss of life in that war. That was not to be. We developed more sophisticated weaponry, and on the 1st of September 1939, the Second World War started. A conflagration that lasted 6 years to end on September 2nd, 1945. At the end of that conflict, many world leaders vowed that they would seek peace and pursue it. The United Nations was established on October 24, 1945, to maintain international peace and security, to develop friendly relations among nations, to achieve international cooperation, and be a center for harmonizing the actions of nations in order to ensure peace. Today, world peace remains an elusive goal. We are reminded of the vision of the prophet Isaiah, described in Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. It reads, "The word that Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, 'Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and we will walk in his path.' For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks." Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. This is Isaiah's vision concerning the southern kingdom of Judah and its capital city, Jerusalem, the holy city. Isaiah is pointing out that a time will come in the days of the Messiah when the citizens of the world will acknowledge and submit to the lordship of Jesus. Only then will there be peace. The instruments of war, represented by swords and spears, will be turned into instruments of agriculture, instruments for the benefit of humankind. Peace on earth, therefore, can only be achieved when humankind finally acknowledges Jesus the Christ as the Son of the living God and allow the Holy Spirit, Christ's gift to the world, to reign in their hearts and direct their lives. Is peace on earth, therefore, an elusive dream? War seems to have been always with us. In the early days of the Old Testament, when the descendants of Abraham had to establish themselves in the land of promise, there were wars initiated and led by God, wars declared by God. In Exodus chapter 17, verses 14 to 16, we read, "Thus the Lord said to Moses, write this as a reminder in a book and recite it in the hearing of Joshua. I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven." And Moses built an altar and called it, "The Lord is my banner." He said, "A hand upon the banner of the Lord. The Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation." War in the Old Testament usually had religious significance, as they were preceded with sacrifice to gain God's support. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, verses 8 to 10, the writer says, "The people of Israel said to Samuel, 'Do not cease to cry out to the Lord our God for us, and pray that he may save us from the hands of the Philistines.' So Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered him. As Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to attack Israel. But the Lord thundered with a mighty voice that day against the Philistines and threw them into confusion, and they were routed before Israel." Indeed, the Messiah was to bring about real change in the relationship between individuals and the relationship between nations. However, there will be no peace until all acknowledge Jesus the Christ as the Son of the living God. The well-known theologian Martin Luther puts it this way. He says, "Man yearns for peace, but they will not acknowledge the hopelessness of their own efforts to achieve it. It is only when the word of the Lord goes forth from Jerusalem, when Jesus reigns over the nations, that lasting peace will come." As disciples of Christ today, we can work for peace as we strive to share the good news of the gospel. As we approach life's challenges with faith, hope, and love, as we spread the message of love, God's love, we will be making our contribution, small as it might be, to peace in the world. If we do our part, God will do the rest. The songwriter reminds us, it only takes a spark to start a raging fire. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, affirms, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. In the face of the scourge of war, Jesus says to us, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. And of course, he invites us to help others to believe, so that when Jesus reigns on earth, we can be assured that there will be peace. In the meantime, however, our task in the face of human conflict should be, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, from whose love in Christ we cannot be parted by death or by life, hear our prayers and thanksgiving for those whom we remember this day. Fulfill in them the purpose of your love, and bring us with them to your eternal joy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We give thanks this day, O Lord of hosts, for all who make our common life secure, for the peace and freedom we enjoy, and for the opportunity that is ours of building a better order of society for the generations to come. We remember with pride and gratitude those who fought and died to make this possible. We pray that the memory of their sacrifice may inspire in us the resolve to seek your kingdom and to do your will for the world of our day. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Gracious Father, we pray for peace in our world, for all national leaders, that they may have wisdom to know and courage to do what is right for all men and women, that their hearts may be turned to yourself in the search for righteousness and truth. For those who are working to improve international relationships, that they may find the true way of reconciliation. For those who suffer as a result of war, the injured and disabled, the mentally distressed, the homeless and hungry, those who mourn their dead, and especially for those who are without hope or friend to sustain them in their grief. Heavenly Father, have compassion on them all, and help us to use all suffering in the cause of your kingdom through him who gave himself for us on the cross, Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. God our Father, as on this day we look back and remember with gratitude those who died in the time of war, so also we look around and remember with compassion those who still suffer as the result of war, the bereaved, the lonely, the disabled, and the mentally ill. O God of love, comfort their hearts, uphold their faith, and give them peace, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 234, O God, our help in ages past. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The circle of Jesus keep you from sorrow. The circle of Jesus today and tomorrow The circle of Jesus, your foes confound. The circle of Jesus, your life surround. The Father on you his blessing bestow. The Son his love towards you flow. The Spirit his presence to you show. On you and all the folk you know. On you and all who around you go. The threefold blessing may you know. The joy of this day be yours. The joy of this week be yours. The joy of this year be yours. The joy of the Father be yours. The joy of the Spirit be yours. The joy of the Son be yours. Joy forever and ever be yours. And may the hands of the Father uphold you, the hands of the Savior enfold you, the hands of the Spirit surround you, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit uphold you now and forevermore. Amen. And we pray that you will have a Spirit-filled, productive week. Remember to continue daily to worship God. Continue to wash your hands, to watch your distance, and to wear your mask. And may God be with you today and always.